baby called Katie left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine. Man, my baby long, great gosh almighty, my baby tall. My baby long, great gosh, my baby tall.
that keeps me awake. My head explodes and my body
car.
Hi,
Tony, you won't believe it. Toonses can drive a car.
Toonses are cats?
Yeah, come on, I'll show you.
What a perfect day for a drive.
Isn't that pretty?
It's a fantastic day.
Yeah.
See, I told you he could drive.
Toonses, look out! I thought you said he could drive.
Well, I thought he could. I saw him up there fooling around with the steering wheel, and I guess I just assumed he could drive.
It's okay, honey. Anybody would think that.
Hey, look! He's driving away!
I guess he can drive.
Yeah, just not very well.
He drives around all over the town. Toonses, the driving cat.
Next on Toonses, the cat who could drive a car. The driving test.
Do you think Toonses will pass his driving test?
I don't know. That written part is pretty hard. And he can't even read.
Maybe he'll make up for it on the driving part.
Damn, I wish I could help him.
All right, sir, if you'll just go ahead and pull out into traffic.
Look out!
As he reached the pedals.
same old way. No fun to hang around. Freak out for another day. Stay home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 well, come on. But no fun to be alone. But no fun.
can't kill the white man. Kill him until he is dead. Kill the white man. Thank you.
Teeny room.
Welcome to our traveling desert dump.
Owen, Lars, and Peru. Buy this protocol droid and this astromech, and we'll throw in Wall-E too. All together,
the U-teeny, teeny, 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 teeny room. The U-teeny, teeny, 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 teeny room.
Watch Pollyanna Jones and the Temple of Doom.
The U-teeny, teeny, 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 teeny room.
This is Tatooine, wretched hive of villainy. Better shoot first or it'll be your last.
In our bar, everybody's mean.
On this planet, Tatooine,
I am the guy betting on the pod race. Now I got Hutt the Collector's in my face.
I am the guy wants to cause Luke harm. Faced like a walrus and a newly severed arm.
Lives on a mountaintop on Tatooine. In his youth, he once rescued a queen. Trained Anakin when he was just a teen, but couldn't stop him from becoming a machine.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, stink up the foul frontier.
Told talking lies, he called my bluff. Alderaan is where I kept my stuff. Now it's debris, can't believe he blew up my world.
Those poor unfortunate souls.
Dewbacks on the dune seas were tearing the 70s. This special
Clone Wars startling is martial art.
Wheels four blades like a Cuisinart.
Robot bones and scary eyes.
Lightsabers like a Uranus thighs.
Grim Grievous goes and kills all the Jedis.
Mr. Lord Vader, sir, who will my bounty be?
Let me take your order, hunt them down. You ain't never had a fit like me.
Ho, ho, ho! Don't just start like this!
I've got a fit in me. I've got a fit in me.
It's a trap, it's a trap. We fell right into their lap. The Empire saw us coming soon. Our ship will just be scrapped. Shields down, watch us soar. Lando, fly into that core.
Those brave Ewoks sure aren't yellow. Maybe they got help from Willow.
Luke, I am your father. And so we are all connected. It's a circle of life.
I'll redefine the genre serial myth. Oh, I just can't wait to be Sith.
You've got a long way to go, my young apprentice. Remember Ahsoka Tano? Your Padawan you called Snips?
Yeah.
Now realize she got murdered. By my order, 66.
What?
You two are quite close and that makes you sad. But don't feel that. Instead, get real mad. Embrace your hatred and see what happens. Get dark side power to choke your captains like your dead wife from Naboo.
Qui-Gon, man. Solid Qui-Gon.
The bare necessities of life will come to you. Me, said Jar Jar, after all.
No!
You threw off my groove.
I'm sorry, but you've thrown off the Emperor's groove. You were saying?
No one!
Blast them like hot smuggles, pass them like hot.
No one slices a tauntaun in Aspen like hot.
You evade every loan shark and bookie.
For your causes, I really don't care.
You can see his co-pilot's a Wookiee.
That's right, cause every last inch of him's covered with hair.
No one pleases like Han.
Carbon freezes like Han.
Becomes decorative sculptural freezes like Han.
And I killed Boba Fett without even trying.
Who do we want? It's Han Solo. Solo, a smuggler's life for me.
Oh, the king of the lightsaber swingers, I am the Jedi VIP. Till we got attacked, the Empire struck back, and that's why I live in a tree.
I wanna be a Jedi master and get my ship out of that ditch.
Well, do or do not, there is no try, and stop being such a whiny apprentice.
Oh, well, no duh.
Well, no duh.
I wanna be like Yoda.
Yoda.
A Jedi Knight like Yoda.
Da.
Fight like Yoda.
Da.
So much.
Really, really.
You know a Jedi.
A Jedi.
Praise not these things.
No, they don't
hear
these things.
So scat you will with Kenobi while he sings.
Hey! Dot dot new car.
Anton Ray, Max Rebo to Boozalacious Crumb, Dengar Boba Fett, Boss Guy G88, and Forlum Dabba Bib, Fortuna Goxen, Oba,
Panda Baba,
Willila Sakura,
Gandadana,
Wizulama,
Lobaka do the Hut, Guillotine Monday, Lando Django,
Rito Watto, Boss Nass, baby.
Tarbos Pande Amadawa,
Kifisto and Renatar,
Size Noodles and Palpatine,
and Wedge and Biggs and Foden Bean,
Dexter, Jetster,
Ashoka, Chewbacca,
Luhuhua,
we all wanna be like Luhuhua,
Hakidoobidoo,
I wanna spy like Luhuhua, fly like
Luhuhua,
I must warn you, Luhuhua, the dark side is tempting.
You can learn to be like someone like me.
Take me home, Daddy!
Someone like you!
One time more!
Yeah! Can learn to be like someone like me! Cad Bane, Zucca, Sam, Wessel, and Windu, and Porkins, and Yen, Numb, and Droopy McCool, and... Wait! Who are you?
Haha! I'm your father now!
No!
Two corned beef on rice. Then there was a time in 1927 that the great Adolf K. Musselman, theatrical producer extraordinaire, came to me during a curtain call for the show that I had written entitled Waistcoat Willie. And he said to me at that time, Irving, I need that. And before I could let him even finish, I was at the piano with a new ending song for Act 3, and it went something like this. Give me a C, a bouncy C. Waistcoat Willie, he was a heck of a guy. He walked into a room, he stood all this high, and every time he put on the waistcoat, the women would swoon because it was a really nice coat. Da da da, dee dee dee, whatever the hell else you want to put in.
Irving, if I have to sit here and listen to you tell me how you wrote that song one more time, I'm gonna have a sandwich delivered to your grave, because I'm gonna kill you if I hear that story one more time.
What story?
He's telling the Waistcoat Willie story.
Waistcoat Willie? The song Irving wrote for the show Waistcoat Willie? Mm-hmm. Waistcoat Willie? I always liked that song. How did that go, Eamon?
Don't get him started.
No, but you see, Mort, that's the whole point of the story type thing. You see, it wasn't a song that the great Adolf K. Musselman requested from me. It was a sandwich.
Waistcoat Willie was a sandwich?
Adolf Musselman was a sandwich.
You don't call the great Adolf K. Musselman a sandwich. The man was a genius. The man was a saint. The man was not a sandwich.
Who?
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 Adolf K. Musselman.
Arthur K. Musselman.
Irving K. Musselman is a sandwich.
I meant Adolf K. Musselman. The point is that he was trying to say to me that he was hungry. Not for a song, for lunch.
I always hated that story, and now I hate it even more.
Don't you tell me where to fuck, you little bastard! Possibly the sun don't shine on 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the park. That's where you're telling me what to do. I don't know who it is. Imagine him telling me where I can park and where I cannot park. I'm Gumby, damn it. You don't talk to me that way. Who the hell do they think they are?
Ah, this is great. The man with a golf club head.
Nice to see you, Gumby.
You know, it's real good to see my old friends here back in the heart of USA showbiz land. Not, you know where I've been for the past couple of months?
Where?
In Nashville, Tennessee, recording 15-second commercials for a fish franchise. I am a star, okay? I am a legend. I am not a fish salesman.
It's nice to see he's come down in the oil, huh?
Hey, Lou Goldman.
What?
You know, a guy like you should choke on his own mucus.
Gumby, I have coughed up more interesting things than you.
Again with the snot jokes. That's it.
Boys, let's not bicker. Let's not quibble. Let's not ting with the insults and the stuff in
Ivy,
the throat.
Ivy, shut up. Okay, please. You're a senile old fart, all right? But it's nice to see you. Incidentally, who's this guy here?
You don't remember me? 1939 at the Pantagruel Theater, Pickles on Parade for the opening of that show.
Pickles on Parade? Pickles on Parade? What the hell is Pickles on Parade? Who is this guy?
You don't know me? I'm Mort Schmegman, Gumblick. Morty Schmegman.
Who gives a hell? Let's eat something. You know how long it's been since I had a Maury Amsterdam sandwich? It's been a long time.
You can't get that in Nashville.
If you order a Maury Amsterdam sandwich in Nashville, Tennessee, a big guy wearing a white sheet will come out of the back room with a baseball bat. That's what comes out of the kitchen. Hey, waiter! Waiter! Make it snappy. I don't have all day, all right? Waiter! Waiter!
Ah, my old friend Gumby.
How are you?
Yeah, nice to see you again. That'll be $17.27.
What the hell are you talking about? I haven't even ordered anything yet. $17.27 for what?
$17.27 for the last time you were in here and ran out without paying for a sandwich. November 6th, 1958, 5:30 p.m., Tuesday.
Wait a second, smart guy. That wasn't me.
No, that was some other green Jew. Well, me.
Well, look, I have a Maury Amsterdam. Go. Get me a sandwich.
Sure you will. After the 1727.
Okay, all right, listen. All right, Adam, I'm a little short on cash. Why don't you pay the man, Schmegman?
Don't do it, Mort.
Do it, Mort, for old time's sake.
Oh, you are very nostalgic with other people's money.
Here. This is from my old friend, Gumby, the man who saw me in that play called Pickman's on Parade. Here, you can keep the change, Lick. Thank you.
Now, look, smarty pants, go get me a Maury Amsterdam sandwich.
A what?
What are you, deaf? A Maury Amsterdam! A Maury Amsterdam, you idiot!
What the hell's a Maury Amsterdam?
What do you mean, what's a Maury Amsterdam? Is this not Lishman's Deli?
No, you spatula head. The graveyard for old erasers. Look, I've been here for 27 years. Never once has anyone come in and ordered a sandwich named after a cello player on the old Dick Van Dyke show, so pardon my amazement.
A Maury Amsterdam is banana, onion, and something else, and with the relish.
I'm not gonna feed you
now. No, that's wrong. That's a Corbett Monica sandwich. A Maury Amsterdam is what we used to call a herring melt. Used to take the Marches herring, fine herring, and you melt it with the Swiss.
My mouth is watering.
So is mine. I'm schmutzing. And then that goes on the dark bread.
No, Lou. You're wrong again.
I'm dying.
No, you're not dying. Oh, and you're wrong about the Maury Amsterdam sandwich. To make a good Maury Amsterdam, give me a C. A bouncy C. You take a lot of cream cheese, you put it on the bun. Then you get some horseradish, but not too much, because you'll burn the top of your tongue. And that's not a good thing. Da-da-da-dee-dee-dee, whatever the hell else.
Hey, shut up already, all right, with the songs. Listen, go and get me an Adolf Musselman sandwich.
That's a nice sandwich.
Adolf Musselman was not a sandwich. Oy. The man was a god, and Sophie Tucker was his high priestess. My heart.
Give him a C, a bouncy C.
I saw a little shoe store. A Maury Amsterdam was there. It was a crazy thing.
We'll be right back. eyes when she's smiling. We'll never reach home, but hear how she sings. Her touch would be tender, her lips would be warm, but when we're together, I'm always alone, but hear how she sings.
Streets you used to walk up.